Milwaukee's mayor is calling for new gun laws after a string of shootings in the city. Republicans say the problem is in the enforcement of current laws. It's Monday, July 1st. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, Democrats are standing behind President Joe Biden after a poor performance at the presidential debate. And researchers are out with a study of how the reintroduction of wolves on a remote island affected the habits of other predators there. Stay with us.
You tune in every weekday for your dose of local news on Wisconsin Today. You enjoy headlines with context as well as a longer story. This news is community supported. Join in with your gift at wpr.org/givewi today.
Milwaukee's mayor is sounding the alarm after a recent spate of shootings in the city. As Evan Casey reports, he's calling on the state legislature to take more action on gun laws.
At least 15 people were shot in Milwaukee on Wednesday and Thursday in at least a dozen shootings. A one-year-old was also injured in a shooting last week. In response, Mayor Cavalier Johnson said at a press conference he wants to see state lawmakers pass more laws to keep guns away from people who shouldn't have them.
And we have a legislature in this state and a state government in this state, not just the current legislature, but legislatures past too, that just seem to refuse to act. They just seem to refuse to do anything.
In a statement, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said, quote, "New laws will not make criminals behave better. Only enforcement of the current laws can do that." Homicides and non-fatal shootings are both down in Milwaukee this year compared to last year. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
After a shaky debate performance, some national Democratic commentators are questioning whether President Joe Biden should be replaced at the top of the ticket. But in Wisconsin, Democratic leaders are standing by the president in his quest for a second term. Biden lost his train of thought at times during the 90-minute debate on Thursday night and spoke in a raspy voice. That led to reports of panic within the Democratic Party. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler called it a, quote, tough debate. But Wickler says Biden went on to fire up supporters following the debate and at a rally last week in North Carolina.
Our job as a Democratic Party is to make sure that people see the truth and the totality of what President Biden's bringing to the table and the threat that Trump poses, which is more alarming the more you learn about it.
Wisconsin Republicans were far more critical. In a statement, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss claimed Biden is, quote, cognitively incapable of protecting the nation. The reintroduction of wolves caused only temporary effects on smaller animals at Isle Royal National Park on Lake Superior. As Daniel Kading reports, those are findings of a new study by researchers at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
The park began reintroducing 19 wolves in 2018 after they had almost gone extinct on the island. UW-Madison researchers studied the reintroduction's effects on foxes and the weasel-like marten. Before the recovery effort, foxes were widespread on the island and they often relied on scavenging for food. But the study's lead author, Marielle Rodriguez-Quiros, says they move closer to campsites rather than risk feeding off wolf kills.
Foxes also changed their diet to consume a lot more human foods. And martens during that time, they were able to expand.
That's because foxes compete with martens for food, and the furry critters encountered less competition. After the first year of wolves' reintroduction, researchers say they returned to their earlier eating habits and habitats. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A potential payout to the state of Wisconsin has been delayed after the U.S. Supreme Court blocked a nationwide bankruptcy deal with Purdue Pharma. A majority of justices objected to provisions that would have shielded key figures in the company from liability. Members of the Sackler family own Purdue Pharma, which made the addictive pain pill OxyContin. If the deal had gone through, State Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin could have received more than $70 million to fight opioid addiction. Now he expects negotiations with the drug maker to continue as the bankruptcy process resumes.
We remain committed to holding accountable Purdue and any members of the Sackler family who are liable, and also to maximizing the recovery that we can get for Wisconsin.
In 2022, more than 1,400 Wisconsinites died of opioid overdoses. Participation in a federal food assistance program is higher now than it was before the pandemic. Margaret Faust has more on a new report that found challenges in eligibility and increased food prices may explain the reliance on food assistance.
FoodShare is the state program that distributes the government benefit formerly known as food stamps. A new Wisconsin Policy Forum report says in March, participation in the program was 16% higher than at the same time 4 years ago. Changes in eligibility made the program more accessible. Now, the increased food prices could explain why people are still relying on FoodShare. Mark Sommerhauser is a researcher at the Policy Forum. He says the higher number of participants could be the new normal.
If we're at a time when, again, unemployment is extremely low and we still have 1 in 10 adults that are experiencing food insecurity, that means that we still have a lot of work to do.
Food pantries are also seeing an increase in demand. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, a lawsuit alleges that Milwaukee Tool and its parent company purchased work gloves manufactured using forced prison labor in China. A worker filed the lawsuit last week in a federal court in Milwaukee on behalf of a former worker. The lawsuit claims the company knew or should have known work gloves with the Milwaukee Tool logo were being assembled by forced prison labor. Court documents say prisoners were exploited and forced to do grueling work under, quote, humiliating and dehumanizing conditions. The suit says workers were threatened and abused if they refused to work or did not meet production goals. The most severe punishments allegedly included beatings and electric shocks. In a statement, Milwaukee Tool said its internal investigations did not connect its products with forced labor. The company also says it terminated its relationship with the accused supplier. And that's the news for this Monday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. You can catch us again tomorrow wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you again. Take care. Have a great day.